It's Sunday, the 26th of October, 10 a.m. 10 a.m. in New Time. Can't remember what they call it now. Seasonal time, something like that. Anyway, yes, it's 10 a.m. The clocks went back last night. So, actually, it's 11 a.m, but now we've turned them back, it's only 10. And probably here it's a wild, wild morning, but the thing is, it's dry and it's mild. It's good. And there's actually, believe it or not, some brighter skies up there somewhere. Where's all these winds coming from? Yeah, our American and Canadian friends sending them over. Just the tail end of another hurricane. It's actually done me some, given me some help, because there are no leaves on the path, and there are no leaves on the back area from the back door of the house, because the wind has blown everything to the far end of the garden, so it's tidied up the back of the house for me. I won't need to sweep today, but the leaves have to have gone somewhere else, so let's go and have a wee kick around the corner, the east side of the house. Yep. A 15 metre leaf trap. It's strewn with leaves, but at least it's all in the one area. All bees are collected. So, went to bed last night at 11 p.m. and got up at 9 a.m. So that sounds like 10 hours sleep. But in actual fact, because the clocks went back, it ended up with 11 hours sleep. Yeah, worked that out. Sometimes I have difficulty when I waken up getting my head around exactly how much sleep I've had. In fact, I had a debate with my wife this morning. She was sure I'd gotten up too early and she'd only had 10 hours sleep. Was she right? I don't think so. So again, feeling good this morning. Had a really good sleep last night again, and feeling the better for it this morning. The heel is, these patches seem to be doing the trick, although there's still that bit of discomfort as I stand here this morning. I think it's about putting that patch on the exact spot where it should go, and maybe I'm just not covering the area. The trouble is, I've already cut it up into 9 squares, so I can't put a bigger patch on. What a fool. But it is a fresh morning. And that wind is stripped all but the last of the leaves off the deciduous trees. Seagulls are having fun. Yeah, about 500 feet up, soaring like mad. They do soar like mad. Yesterday we headed out to go through to town of Wishaw, looking for tiles. Topps Tiles we went to, and it was supposed to be just a visit out there and then back home, and we ended up just, because the weather was so bad, we ended up going home. All we'll do is get indoors again with the bad weather, because it was bad yesterday, and we'll just end up indoors again. So we ended up scooting about different places, just filling in the day, didn't get home till early evening. that time it was, it wasn't dark, but it was getting near dark. Tonight, this evening, in other words, it will be dark an hour earlier. So instead of being dark at about 6:15, it will be dark 5:15. And that's what I don't like about this. I don't see that we don't need to do this. It's mad. We're giving ourselves an hour of daylight more in the morning, but closing in the nights quicker in the evening, and it's in the afternoon and evenings when we really need that extra hour of daylight. At least that's my belief. But hey, go over to the sheltered bit below the big conifer, the new fence. This is nice. I'm looking at a bare wall in the house now. It's all gone. Even that clutch of leaves that were hanging on tenaciously, I've gone. What a great word that is, tenaciously. What does it mean? Yes. I can hear birds chirping off to my left. I wonder where they are. Oh, we're getting all the sounds now. Car horns, dog yelp. Can't call that a bark. And big metal cans in the air. I wonder if our Sundays used to be quiet. And you'd open your door on a Sunday morning and hardly hear a thing, and by afternoon all you would hear would be the kids playing in the garden, having fun. Wow, even here, it's a very strong wind. I suspect that the Calmac ferries will be abandoned today again. Sky Bridge, the Keswick Bridge, they'll be closed, I guess. I haven't said that I'd love to be in the West Coast at the moment. I really would. I'd love to go down and see the turbulent seas and crashing waves.